This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of the one who loves us more than we love him, in the name of Allah, the subtle, the most generous. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In the previous program, I talked about lowering our expectations as scholars and non-scholars. And we should not expect people to serve us. We should serve mankind as the example of the noble prophet and all prophets prior to him, and the example of the imams, alayhim as-salam. So we should greet people. Just like the prophet said, there are three things that I would not leave as long as I am alive. What are those three things? One of them is greeting the people before they greet me. So the prophets used to greet people before they actually could greet him. He would say Assalamu alaikum even to the children prior to them being able to answer back. So no one would have superiority of the prophet in saying salam, the peace greeting, than the prophet himself. He would say salam first. The second and third things are sitting on the ground and not walking in front of others. The prophet was so humble that he used to not walk in front of others. Lust and anger must be in accordance to one's intellect and divine decree. What do I mean with that? We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his perfect wisdom, gave man two powers. What were those two powers? Lust and anger. If these two powers are in balance with the third power, which is the intellect, man will be successful. He will achieve bliss and felicity in this world and the next world. Man will reach perfection if these two powers are used in the middle course, the course accepted by both the intellect and the divine decrees given to us by the prophets. Man will fall if he acts in excess. He will leave the human world and enter the animal world. According to the Quran, he will be even lower than the animals. What about physical and spiritual benefits found in food? Let's talk about that a little bit. Eating is a very important dimension in human life. And if a religion does not talk about food ethics, then that religion should not be taken seriously. We know that Musa alayhi salam followed food ethics. We know that Isa al-Masih alayhi salam followed a specific food ethics. Even though Christians today do not follow it, Isa al-Masih followed it according to the Torah and the Bible. And so does Islam. Islam has food ethics, rules for it. It has rules for it. And one of them is that eating too little is when all of the necessary food products do not reach one's body. A person who eats too little does not benefit from the good things that Allah created for him. Thus, Islam recommends us to eat to a certain level where we are full, but not completely full. And we should not eat when we are full, because that would give us diseases. A person who eats too little does not benefit from the good things that Allah created for him.
We were given so many prizes. We changed
desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
One must benefit from food both materially and spiritually. When one eats halal food provided with halal money, that is something that we usually forget. We have in the West, for example, Muslims who work in shops that I cannot even mention here on the radio. And on Fridays, they go to Salatul Jum'ah. There are all those immoral shops are closed. We have Muslims who work in bars. They are bartenders. They are even, na'udhu billah, may Allah protect us, they are even owners of those bars with alcoholic beverages. And on Fridays, they close down the bars and go. That is the best scenario, that they close down the bars on a Friday and go for Salatul Jum'ah. Or they continue working and they do not even think about closing or going to a Friday Jum'ah. They continue working, and with that haram money, they go and buy halal food. They go and buy halal meat. Brothers and sisters, that is not acceptable. Those kind of employments, those kind of occupations, those kind of jobs are not acceptable. We have to change our job, make a tawbah, repent to Allah, and earn halal money. Only then, and only then are we able to eat halal food. That is called halal food, when we earn the money from halal ways. And when one eats halal food, it will both strengthen his body and strengthen his soul. What I mean with halal food could also be organic food, where you have treated that animal with kindness. That animal has been an animal, has lived as an animal, has had its spacious place. A cow is actually living as a cow. A cow has its spacious place to move, to go around. A chicken, for example, has its spacious place. It's not living in a cage, an A4 cage with other chickens. That is not humane. That is inhuman behavior to those animals. And that meat will affect us and affect our souls. So try to eat organic food, which is halal organic. And that will strengthen our body and strengthen our soul. The reason for this is that there is a little bit of Allah's perfection in the food. Man must eat sweet fruit and pay attention to who created the fruit. He should think about the power and wisdom. He must have had to make these fruits from water and dirt. He should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase his love of him. One should benefit from the delicious food that Allah has made. So one has lost both physically and spiritually if he or she does not benefit from food. So till next time, dear brothers and sisters, think about this aspect. Eat halal food earned from halal money and try to make it organic, even if it is a little bit more expensive. But that will suit you at the end of the day, because you will not poison your body. with unhealthy meat or food. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
'Cause your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.